I don't know if it was the dollars weren't behind or what happened to Invictus.
Well, you hit part of it. Right there, it seemed like it had gotten thrown together at the wrong time, because to a lesser degree, I mean, we talked about Stax and how, you know, we saw Stax fall apart, but Invictus and Hot Wax were victims to a lesser degree of that very same thing. Music was changing, and they didn't change fast enough to appease the insiders, the music moguls, or whatever you want. And by the time the music did get turned around and was more of a disco vein, things had passed a lot of the Invictus artists by.
An interesting fact about the next artist, Hot Wax, which is affiliated with Invictus, but this Hot Wax recording by Laura Lee, Since I Fell For You, and whoa, what an epic version this is.
This is an epic version, and very much in the style of a Millie Jackson. Laura
With the spoken intro, and a very good one it is.
Yeah, Laura gets into setting the table, and she's telling you what's happening and whatnot, and then, you know, she just drops the bomb on you with the vocals, and I like it very much like that. I think she must have listened to, and Millie must have been one of her
idols.
As far as who to pick up from and take things from.
Yeah, and this is from that same era. And what a perfect comparison that is to Millie Jackson Caught Up, which was an earth shaker. But an interesting additional fact to keep in mind when you're hearing this beautiful tune was that she almost married Al Green, and they were a thing, and somehow it just did not work out.
Ooh, can you imagine what it would have been like?
Yeah, what a duo.
Him, I was downtown shopping. Walking along, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know. And I looked up and I looked dead into the eyes of the finest man you ever laid eyes on, girls. You wouldn't believe it. Drop top, he was looking good. He smiled at me and I smiled back at him. And I went on about my shopping, and he drove on off. Thinking about my shopping and that fine man I just saw. And I looked up, and he was standing right behind me. So I didn't want to act like I was afraid or nothing. So he smiled at me, and he started hitting on me. And I said, "Say, mister, I already got a man, and he's good to me." So he said, "It ain't nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee, baby." And my heart got in the way of my mind. And the devil got into me. And we sat down and he rapped to me over the coffee. And he's telling me all those sweet and innocent things. And you know what? Right there, I lost my heart to him. But now, he's gone. And I just want to let him know how I really, really feel. Now I'm sitting here with pencil and paper with tears in my eyes, because I still love him. And I just want to let him know, you, oh, you made me leave my happy home. What you did. You took my love and now you're gone somewhere. Ever since I fell for you. There for you. And oh, it's too bad.
What you gonna do?
was one of those girls that thought I could never but never be captured. He said he wanted my mind, and he got it. But the sad part about it, girls, is that I still love him. And, every night, baby. Yes, I do. Ever since I fell for you. Oh, oh, oh. And ever since that day, I ain't been the same, baby. You stole my heart and you ran away. Yes, you did, baby.
Then maybe you can find out why I love that woman so well. She brought me happiness. I was feeling down. She made me feel like a king. All my friends was around. But somehow I lost a woman that was just my kind. Whoa, the dirty dog came back and he robbed me blind. That you really wouldn't want to do. Love can make you say yes when deep down in your heart you know it's not true. Love can make you smile when you know that you really want to cry. Love can make you feel like you don't care if you live or die. Somehow I lost a woman that was just my kind. Whoa, the dirty dog came back and he robbed me blind. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I guess it's not my time. I remember dreaming about a little girl like this. Cause when I first saw the sweet little thing, I knew right away I couldn't resist. Time another, y'all have probably dreamed this too. I'm a living witness to let you know my dream have came true. But somehow I lost a woman that was just my kind. Whoa, the dirty dog came back and he robbed me blind. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I guess it's not my time.
.9 FM CITR African Rhythms, David Jones and Mike Ingram, and that's a track we played last week. I guess it's on our playlist now.
It definitely got graduated. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, a very powerful performance on ICA, 7-inch only. It's Not My Time, L.V. Johnson, and he's got a couple CDs on Stax, Itchyband from the 80s. Look forward to bringing those to you also.
L.V. Johnson, beautiful blended voice. Like that swoop at the end. I tell you, for somebody who is one of those artists that has like one or two songs that are out there, very often it's because, you know, they had no money and they put every little bit of whatever they had into that effort. And from the song, just from the styling alone, I mean, it was indicative that L.V. Johnson had a wonderful instrument of a voice there. And I hope that maybe this would be the type of thing where somebody else will pick up on old LV and give him some play as well, and the word gets spread out about an artist like this, as well as, you know, people that you talked about earlier, like the Sam Deezes and the David Cs of the world. Who,
Otis
you know,
Clay.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, some of the ones who have got some recognition. This show's definitely about presenting to you some that haven't, or most that haven't, because, yeah, I mean, it's important, Mike. It can't really be done enough, because this music's so great, deserves to be brought to the people.
Yes, indeed.
Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you in my arms and hold you. Show you I love you. Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you. Baby, baby, I love you. Don't love nobody else. You got my love just for yourself. Listen. Let me kiss you.
Detroit Emeralds on Westbound Records, another great label in the early 70s, Mike.
Yeah, Westbound set it off for a couple of significant groups, the Detroit Emeralds and Funkadelic. This is where Funkadelic got a lot of their A material off before they morphed into the Parlor Funkadelic thang, as it were.
Yeah, no, it was a great time, and there was a few other obscure bands, and then there was Eastbound, sister label, putting out some funky instrumental versions, Caesar Frazier and stuff like that.
Caesar Frazier and Donald Austin, Crazy Legs. That was a classic as well, a piece on Eastbound guitarist. But Stair Steps, their second Resurrection album, I really felt for the Stair Steps because this was a group that a lot of people really thought was going to be very much like the Jackson 5 as far as their metamorphosis, how they grew and became this super group. Mm. They were very, very talented, the Burke family. And
Clarence Burke on lead on some, and then Kenny Burke, the younger one coming up, who ended up going solo.
Yeah, and Aloha, whose coloring on Ooh Child turned it into a number one song. And actually, their only number one song, but drugs had gotten to them long before they had a chance to really get their sound down and grow, and it was a shame because they were one of the most talented groups that I had ever seen perform live. They rocked the Apollo. As a matter of fact, to put it mildly, they kicked the Jackson 5's butt. People were talking about the stair steps when they came to the Apollo Theater, and no one in the New York music scene at that time could even put the two of them on the same level. The stair steps were that much above them as far as
showmanship. I find that. You know, I find, like Stevie Wonder, very sophisticated, or Marvin Gaye, sophisticated quality songwriting and singing. And let's check out from Second Resurrection, and this is Pasado.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
UBC Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM on your dial. The show is African Rhythms. And that's something special. Luke Courtney's got it going on from 74. Does he have it going on?
That was an awesome piece of music, and the fact that that would go to sleep for as long as it did before folks woke up to it really boggles my mind. But Epic Records had a bad habit of letting a lot of stuff like that slide. I mean,
shocking.
Man, management at the top, it was just terrible, because at that time Epic also had LaBelle. And Patti LaBelle at that time, when she was in that early 70s thing, her act was one of the best live acts I ever saw. And I thought, this would be the type of band that would be perfect for a live album. Epic never even thought about doing a live album with them. And I was like, I was just totally shocked that they never took the time to even go that extra distance with a band like that. And with this Luke Courtney thing, I'm amazed that they went through the trouble to put it together, because why would you put such a good piece of work together and not get it out in the street?
How could anybody not think that that would be as big as what's going on? I mean, it's a serious piece of soul music. And as time goes by, Mike, and we celebrate and recheck out this music from yesteryear, you know, we just got to shake our heads sometimes.
Yeah, it boggles the mind, my brother.
Yeah. And here's another one. The Modulations from 75 on Buddha, produced by Vince Montana.
Well, now, Vince Montana was one of the few that when disco broke, he had his head right as far as what he wanted to do, and he made good stuff. Vince Montana eventually became president of Salsoul, and even though they did turn out a lot of disco, a lot of the Salsoul stuff was very, very well done. I mean, as far as the arranging and things of that nature, Montana had his head right in that regard. And I think if had been a label like Salsoul had been the and not the exception, then a lot of labels would have followed suit with that, and they would have put out quality stuff. What bothered me most about disco was that you could replace a voice.
Yeah.
With music, but they weren't concerned with replacing it with music. They were concerned with replacing it with these schlocky kind of beats and stuff, and it didn't work. I mean, it got to the point where the repetition was more annoying than anything else, and that's what I think turned a lot of folks off that were really into music.
Yeah,
into
the
stuff.
I mean, regularly you come across complete and utter garbage, and that was a sad thing. But back in 75, the Modulations were certainly not on everybody's breath, but hey, you know, let's get back to that socially conscious, socially aware theme and check this out.
In our gas line,
we never gas line.
People
Celebrating 60 years of UBC Radio, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Up before 6 on Monday, checking on the job you read about Sunday. There's another man just like you. He's up checking too. Your kids don't have food to eat. You don't have the shoes on your feet. But politicians want you to vote when you can't.
Thoughtful lyrics, Mike, from William Bell there, Man in the Streets.
Well, another playlist song here, and a favorite. Yeah, there's a lot to like about William Bell, actually. He's a very talented arranger and musician.
Yeah, he certainly is. I mean, we've played a few classics by him, and let's go off in a different direction now. I've got a surprise for you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I made up a little new scratch mix with one of my favorite authors, Henry Miller.
Uh-huh.
Over that...
Tropic of Cancer, Henry Miller.
Yeah, the Tropic of Cancer, Henry Miller. A little bit of some thoughts from him mixed over that nice Herbie Hancock remake that we've been digging on.
I personally don't feel this way, but this is the way I look upon the world. I consider myself a fortunate man in that I'm a happy man. That I've accepted the world and life, using even the atom bomb and the total destruction, if you like. Do you see what I mean? But other people, the most of the world, is concerned and is worried, but is incapable of doing anything about it. But it, but is incapable of doing anything about it. You see, their very fear and anguish is what prevents them from doing anything. As soon as you give way to fear, you become the victim. It dominates you. You cannot do anything then. To overcome it, you're the slave. You're the slave then. You've got to be detached. You've got to get detached, you see. Let's say indifferent, if you like, which is rather light, but there's something to this indifference. A certain kind of indifference is like an armor, a protection. It doesn't mean that you are not fundamentally concerned.
And Mike's sprung a special surprise on me.
See, I didn't want to get caught in the surprise department now. So in keeping in tune with the Canadian content that we are supposed to have on this show.
Yeah, well, I put my little bit for Canadian content there with my mix, and Mike sprung out of his little Walkman here a song that I think I've said to you folk on shows before that, you know, Mike is a singer in his own right and also a songwriter. And there's something special here that you wrote. You got a friend back east to sing.
Actually, a young lady, Carol Armstrong. She actually sang for me. She worked with a band back east and was nice enough to help me work on this demo. The name of the song is called Drama, and there are two versions of it. One is called The Light, which is more of a dance track, and this one's called The Darkness, which is a little jazz-colored. You'll hear a soprano sax in the background. I wrote the lyrics to the song, and a gentleman from the Vancouver area, a young man by the name of Dave Clenahan, very talented musician, played the original melody, and I just spent the extra coin to go on ahead and have the whole thing redone. So this was a demo from about 4 years ago, redone.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Well, let's check this out.
Tell me, did you ever have the feeling you were being watched?
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
take you there.
Yeah, that was something special. That's produced by, written by Mike Ingram. I'm real glad you dug that out.
So the name of the song is called Drama. There's two versions of it. This one that you heard was the jazzy one, and it's called Drama the Darkness. The lead singer on this song was Carol Armstrong, and she worked with Black Rock Coalition back in New York, and she also sings out of Philadelphia with a band, and she was gracious enough to help me with my demo project. I wrote the lyric to the tune, and the original music was written by a very talented young man named Dave Clenahan, who is originally from Liverpool, England, but settles in Vancouver. And is
yeah, some nice little guitar
time.
Riffs in there. I love her beautiful, haunting voice. Keep bringing it, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
I want to hear more. I want to hear you sing one of these days.
Well, I might do that for you, my brother, but I got to do it right. The ancestors would not forgive me if I did not do it right. So
yeah, well, that's great.
At.
And it just worked out to be a great, great another show, Mike.
Yes, indeed. My brother is always... good to be back in the saddle here, and it was nice to get a good 3-hour show in my belt, man. Being back from New York for a while, I was looking forward to this.
Me
coming
too.
Back and putting some good stuff together. So.
Wasn't the same without you, Mike.
And we have to thank old Jaime in the studio here. You know, he and the Gremlins showed up for a little while, but we managed to overcome.
Yeah,
so
we had a little rough spot around the Soul Children, but the funny thing was, I messed up and then you messed up, so we even think alike when we mess up.
There
so
you go. Oh, man.
Yeah, okay, well, we're going to squeeze a couple of last tunes in, and to end the show, I'll send this one to thank you, Mike, for bringing such a great great tape there, and that was something special. And the final track for the night, our own Canadian Bobby Taylor, and a very obscure track entitled There Are Roses Somewhere for You and Me. Boy, this is something, Mike. Wait till you hear this one.
Oh, sounds like good stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess before I got to go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver. If you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love. that is Vancouver, Canada's own Bobby Taylor, an unreleased track that just came out a couple of years ago, All I Need. The Temptations did that one too. And a bonus track, that was a show, of course, from 1997 with Mr. Mike Ingram. We'll be bringing you part one of that one on a different week. I'm David Love Jones, and of course, you've been listening to African Rhythms, but we have a couple last minute bonus tracks, and this is Janice Ian.
I would not beg for you, though I'd like to be the one to see through. Every step you have taken disappears with the tide. You're torn up and shaken with changing your mind. You haven't got the grace to say you finally decide, and you haven't got the strength to stay to fight. Those people who surround you only want to see you weak enough to crawl. Then lie for you, decide for you, and buy up all your rights and all your wrongs. And they'll try to stop your singing in the middle of your song. For they do not want you free, and they will not make you strong, but only drag you down in the hole they're coming from. They say you are foolish in wanting the sun. Say you are selfish in learning to run. Tell you that the darkness is a blessing in disguise, for you never have to notice if you're sighted or you're blind. And they'll do their best to keep you from the light. You're more than beginning, you're learning to fly. You feel like you're falling, but it passes in time. I hate to see a friend go down in flames without a song. So I'm waiting by the doorway, but I will not linger long. And I'm leaving my night, I'm leaving alone, I'm leaving a lie. And I'll be gone. I would not beg for me, as I could not beg for you, but I'd like to be the one to see you through.
Yes. Yes. Yes, as the teacher rightly said, it was hopeless to expect anything of me. I was an aesthetic leper, so to speak. I say that this experience, with its accompanying sense of failure or inadequacy, probably served me in good stead. Sometimes the wrong thing turns out to be the right thing. Sometimes a setback is as good or better than a push. We seldom realize how much the negative serves to induce the positive, the bad, the good. Whether expressive of fear, horror, or anguish, the effect on the spectator is one of joy. Never fails to make appeal to claim us.
Ready to go back?
After a different world.
Because it is always honest and sincere, always imbued with that magic certitude born of the direct, spontaneous approach. Magic planes, shadows, perspective, and such nonsense. We seldom realize how much the negative serves to induce the positive, the bad, the good.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
Think you have what it takes to be the next Ostra, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan? Your chance is now. Youth Inc. magazine is proud to launch the third annual BC's Best Teen Band Contest. Contestants battle for a chance to win cash money, recording sessions with professional Canadian recording artists, and to land the cover of Youth Inc. magazine. Bands have until December 5th to submit to youthinc.ca/bandcontest. May the best band win.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
New Works at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center for Dance All Sorts, Vancouver's most eclectic dance series, entering its 14th season.
The remaining 2011 shows are 2 p.m. on Sundays, October 16th, November 13th, and December 11th. Tickets are available at the door by Pay What You Can donation. Children 10 and under are free. You can also try out a different type of dance every month through the Dance All Sorts of Workshops at Creekside Community Center on Saturday before each performance.
For more information, visit www.newworks.ca.
To ask yourself one question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
From November 1st through 10th, come to the Rio to catch Johnny Depp in his latest Hunter S. Thompson incarnation in The Rum Diary. Midnight movies at the Rio include Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, November 11th, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on November 18th, and Team America, World Police on November 25th. The Rio does more than movies. Catch Sarah Sleen in concert November 23rd, or laugh your pants off at Paul F. Tompkins performing live comedy on the last of the month. For more information, don't forget to check out riotheater.ca/schedule.